Welcome to the Empowered Modern Witches Show. Join us to learn simple, accessible ways that the seasons, moon phases, and astrology can help you finally create a spiritual self-care practice you can be consistent with. I'm your host, Tanae Stewart, the Witch of Lupin Hollow. I'm a practicing witch, a certified astrologer, and a published author, and I'm on a mission to help modern witches like you nourish your mind, body, and intuition so you can be your most magical self all day, every day. Okay, so we have a fun, unique compilation podcast episode for you today. Last week, I did a series of live streams, a spring equinox telethon, if you will, on Instagram, where I went live with five of our incredible speakers from the Empowered Modern Witches Festival. And I did short, punchy little like 15-minute live streams with each of them, which was so much fun. The energy was so great. And we had so many great conversations. I knew I had to share these conversations over here on the podcast as well. So in each one of these segments, we talk about how me and that given speaker met, which is always fun to hear our personal stories. We talk about what consistency means to each of them in their spiritual practices. And then they also tell us about their presentations and their bonuses for the All Access Pass for the festival. So definitely get your free ticket to the festival. It is linked here in the show notes. Bear with me. This episode is going to get a little bit repetitive. You're going to hear me say some of the same things because these were recorded all separately, but I've tried to edit them a little bit for you at least. But I hope that you love these conversations and these peeks into five real witches' lives. First up, we have Mandy M. Let me get Mandy in here.
Except it always takes a minute. Hi.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. It's so good to see you.
Super good to see you too.
I know. Oh, it's been like weirdly a while. Like we usually are like on all the time.
Yeah, no, it's great to see you. I'm super excited for the summit. I cannot wait. Your summits are like my favorite part of the entire year.
Oh my God, that's so sweet. I love to hear that from speakers as well as people who come. That's so cool.
Amazing. It's so fun. And it's so cool to have like so many different people sharing their knowledge. Like I always kind of look around and I'm like, oh, I can't believe I did this like cool lineup of people.
So many cool people. And yeah, it's so funny because this year's festival was like 90%, like we do it differently every time in terms of inviting speakers, but this time was 90%. I just like texted everyone and was like, okay, here's the dates. Are you in? And you were all like, yes.
It worked for me because I was like, oh, I love getting to do them. So every time you ask, I'm like, yay.
So good. Okay, so I am going to hit everybody with the same things for these little live streams today. So first, I thought it would be fun for everybody to hear like how we all met. So I was thinking like, what is your, how from your perspective, how did we meet? Like, what's our story?
You know, I don't even fucking know, Tanae. Like, so crazy. I feel like we met through Meg. Like, I feel like, yeah, because so Witch with Books, they found me through witchcraft therapy, and they did that for their book club at one point. And then I feel like I got introduced to a few more people, and I feel like that's how I met you. And then I feel like I just like started barreling into your DMs, and as I do with everybody, and I was like, oh my God, I love her. And so I have this way of like making people be my friends with or without like it, whether or not they want, like, I just, you have to come and be mine now. So I feel like that's what happened.
It's so funny. No, I think you must be right because I can't. So if any of you know like Witch With Me and Witch With Books and Meg Rosenbrier, who runs those, I think you're right. I think Meg introduced us somehow. Yeah. Maybe I don't even know. But yeah, we were both in that book club for a while, or our books were in that book club. And yeah, that's so funny. And yeah, Mandy and I just like we just chat all the time now. And it's been, I don't know, several years, but
yeah, but I feel like we're such a good odd couple, don't you think?
It's true. It's true. Well, and so Mandy is going to be one of our live sessions during the festival next week. So we're going to have, there'll be six live sessions. I'll do three of them, and then we'll have three with guests, and Mandy will be one of our guest lives next week. So you'll get to see us do this again.
Yeah. And I love doing the live, like the live presentations, because I like to just like feed off everyone's energy.
Yeah. No, it is. It's different. Like, it's great to have the pre-recorded sessions so that we can have like more, but it's the live sessions are just like such a good vibe. Okay. So my next question is, so our topic, like our theme for the festival this year is really how to have a consistent spiritual practice. And so we're talking about all different things around that subject. It's going to be really, really cool. But I wanted to hear, like, what is your perspective on like what it means to be consistent?
Yeah. So I actually like look at it from a different angle. So I feel like where a lot of like insecurity can like creep into people's practice is when they feel like they're like, oh, it's like this moon, or like if you're one of these people that spends a lot of time on Instagram, you're like, it's a portal. It's like, okay, it's a portal like every like 2 months. So relax. Like, first of all, you're going to be fine. If the portal's there, it's there, whether you not. So anyway, that's a side note. So I look at it as if like your practice is not something you do. I don't see it as that. It's not like you earn the title, or you earn the because you do the things and it looks the certain way. I believe that being a witch or being spiritual, whatever word you want to call it, I believe that it's a mindset and an approach to life. And so if you are taking on a mindset and an approach to life that is inherently spiritual and magical, then consistency in your practice is the wrong question, because it's just a natural part of everything that you do, which is why I'm doing the presentation on feral self-care, because that I feel like that's part of it. Is like, so I think the whole idea of like what practices and how to do them, like it, that's, that will emerge from the mindset, from that approach to life, from that interactive way of like dynamically moving in your environment and like interpreting the world in a spiritual way. And I think the practices will just kind of emerge on their own from that, instead of having to be like, I have to do all the practices to have that mindset and approach to life. It's like, no, it's backwards. It's actually the other way. Does that make
that sense? Is so true. No, it makes total sense. I love that. And so it's so funny, because like, you know, we're talking about like, oh, the festival this year is all about like how to be consistent. But like, really, like once you get inside, once we have you in the doors, it's really about like redefining consistency. Yeah. And in so many different ways. And I love this, because I totally agree. I think like when we have this perspective and this mindset that like everything I do is spiritual, everything I do is magical, like everything is part of my practice, then you can't help but be consistent, because you're a person living in the world. And like,
and the desire to be consistent in your practice shows that you're already consistently thinking of it. You're already consistently have that desire. So like you're already there. So don't feel bad. Just figure out the ways to make it work for you, work for your life, work for your energy cycles, whatever you want to call it.
Totally. What does your practice look like on just like a regular basis?
A lot of like nature type stuff, a lot of like visualization, sort of like movement practices, visualization. But like when it comes to actually like sitting down and like doing a cord cutting or something like that, it's like, yeah, I do that, but that's not the consistent. That's more of the like, okay, I'm dealing with a situation here where I need to give it a bit more oomph. Day to day, it's more of, you know, the rewilding stuff. It's more of being present, mindful, trying to actually like, hi, I'm in this body. I need to like recognize that I'm here. I'm experiencing them. I've got to like interpret things. You know, how am I going to interpret this? What does this mean? What is this activating within me in terms of like the shadow or that sort of stuff? Bath spells, like it's all very casual and like lazy and easy and very much just trying to be present for life. The higher level, like sometimes I'll do multi-day spells or like, you know, burning thing or like things like that. All of that stuff usually arises from a specific, like there's a trigger for that. And it's like, okay, I need to do something to get over. This is a hump. This isn't just me floating through my practice day to day. This is like something I actually have to intentionally tackle and approach.
Totally. Yeah. And I think sometimes we get so hung up on that, that we think like having a practice that's daily means like doing these big elaborate things all the time. It's like, you don't need those big elaborate things all the time. You need them when you need them.
And like, sometimes that helps you to feel connected to do like the daily, like doing daily card pulls and like trying to like spend time really in a state of like visualizing your higher self or what you're trying to achieve, or like doing affirmations or doing dance magic or all of that sort of stuff. That can be a part of your daily thing, but it doesn't have to be this thing that's like a very high stress, high pressure thing. Whereas if you don't do it, you're dropping the ball. It's like, no, you're always holding the ball. You are the ball. You and the ball are one.
Exactly. Okay. Tell us about your presentation for next week.
So my presentation is going to be on feral self-care, which is, it's kind of like a approach to life that leans back into the messiness of life and of being, you know, a human mammal. So it's the name of my most recently released book of the same name, but basically the presentation is about how to interface with life in a way that is inherently spiritual, because it's inherently human. And so instead of like you know, getting wrapped up in like comparisons or what I should or could or would be doing, it's like recognizing like, no, you are like an animal that was born on this planet like any other animal. All the rest of it is kind of illusion, and the way that you're bringing consistency to your practice is by interfacing with the world and interpreting the world through that lens of I am a physical and spiritual being that lives on this planet, that gets to you know, be part of like the larger cosmos, part of nature, all of that, and just like leaning into like the messiness of life, because that is where magic happens, right?
Oh, it's going to be so good. And I'm so excited because, so Mandy's presentation is going to be live on Wednesday next week, which is the last day of the festival. And all of our presentations that day are really about like bringing magic into the mundane, like finding magic in everything. So we're going to have Mandy's presentation. I'm going to be doing a live that's about like how to know how you can most naturally be consistent based on your astrology chart, and like what consistency even means to you, and like how to bring those kinds of rituals into your life all the time. And then we also have presentations that day from the Glam Witch, who is going to be talking about like practicing like daily glamour magic, like which you're probably already doing, like you are putting clothes on at least. Yeah. even, you know, Glam Witch is also going to be talking about like makeup and stuff like that, but like so many different things that you can bring into your magical practice that you're already doing. And then Heather's also going to be talking about like daily tea spells, which, you know, like if you're already drinking like tea or coffee in the morning, like you can bring your magic into that. So I love that like it worked out that way, that day three is all like, how can we find the magic in everything that is already going on around us?
Yeah, because that's ultimately how you're going to find consistency, is just learning to see it and to embrace it and to like take advantage of those moments.
It's going to be so good. So good. Okay. So if you get your free ticket to the festival, you're going to get to come and check out all of those presentations on day three, get Mandy's presentation and all of the other live and recorded sessions. And you'll have until March 22nd, so next Friday, to catch up on all the replays and everything. But you can also upgrade your ticket. And if you upgrade to our All Access Pass, you get lifetime access to all the replays, which is super helpful because you can come back and refer back to them. You know, it's like if you go and re-listen to a podcast episode you really loved, like you get something new out of it, you know. So you'll be able to revisit everything, but you'll also get a ton of amazing bonuses from all of our speakers. And Mandy has a really special bonus in here, so tell us about your bonus name.
So I have a 3-month-long confidence intensive that is our next cohort, is starting in April, so it's going to be like a sneak peek of that. So you're going to get access to like a limited amount of videos in the beginning of that program. So yeah, I'm excited about that.
It's gonna be so good. It's like so much of what you do is like helping people just feel really confident saying like, I am a spiritual person, I'm a magical person, there's magic around me, and like being able to find that. I think so much of it has to do with confidence.
Yeah, I think it does quite a bit, because I part of it is self-acceptance. Part of being a spiritual person is recognizing, like, it's just that level of self-acceptance. And I personally think that confidence is all about energetics, which is inherently kind of spiritual. It's kind of like the glamour spell you cast on the world, but it starts with you have to believe it and back it yourself, because then it becomes almost like this aura that you project outwards, and it ends up being this truly amazing transformational thing that, like, I have been, like, I was not always this person. If you would have went back and said, like, oh, at 40 years old, you're going to, like, proudly display yourself to the world as a goblin and basically just, like, broadcast your failures, et cetera, in real time, I would have been like, are you fucking kidding me? Also, I think I now have an ulcer and I'm just going to curl up on the ground and cry. But now it's because you have to recognize, like, why spend your life fighting uphill battles? Why? So it's part of being spiritual is recognizing, like, yes, you have to be spiritual, but you have to be grounded. This is what I'm working with. This is who I am. I love it. I'm perfectly fine with it. And, like, you know, you're going to love me too. And if you don't, so yeah.
No, for real, for real. Okay, awesome.
Well, we are going to bring on Aunt Carla here. So let me get Carla.
Awesome. Let's see. Come on, Instagram.
Yay, hello.
Hello. Cool. Always nice when Instagram, you know, works for us.
I was like, I was getting everything together. I'm like, okay, is it look all right? Okay, great. Yay! So great to see you today.
You too. You look great. You look so colorful and festive.
Thank you. I'm wearing my yellow. I wear yellow for today's Thursday. And some people wear blue, but I wear yellow for Jupiter Day. So I got my yellow on.
I love that. I love that so much. Hello, everybody in the chat. So we are doing these short live streams today. We have most of our speakers were like, I'll do it. And I was like, oh, it's going to be so many. And Carla was like, no, do all of us. So that's what we're doing.
Yeah, think about how many people will get an opportunity to hear about this, and my audience, your audience. So I was like, yeah, it's like a telethon. I don't know if anyone remembers those telethons back in the day, and they'd be on, but I figured this is at least fun. This is a topic that we all want to talk about.
It's so true. It's definitely something we want to tune in for. So I'm starting these off. I thought it would be fun to talk about how we all met. So from your perspective, Carla, how did we meet?
Well, I was thinking about this, and I think we met during the pandemic, probably through Instagram with Witch With Me. However, I was a big fan of the articles on your blog, like, ages ago. So I was always, like, lurking on your site. So when I got to know you through Instagram, I was like, oh my gosh. And then when you asked me to, if I want to participate in possibly your first your first summit, I was like, oh my God. Yeah. And, like, I've met so many cool witches through your community. So anytime I get to collaborate with you, I'm like, yeah, I'm there. Sign me up.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, you know, it's funny. Mandy and I were just talking. We think we met through Meg and through Witch With Me too.
Yeah.
Meg was so great during the pandemic about, like, connecting so many of us.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think you might have been in my very first event, or definitely one of the first few. But that's so sweet. I didn't know you were a blog reader way back.
Yes. Like, because you have all of these really great, you have, like, these great recipes and articles, and also I just love as a digital witch, like, I just love the way that your website is set up. And I just kind of, it was like one of my, and still is one of my sort of, like, ideal website, like a great witchy website looks like yours.
Oh, that's so sweet. This series of live streams has just been so sweet and so, like, oh my God. I just love that. So, okay. So the other thing that I want to check in with everyone about, because I want to get everybody's perspectives, is what does being consistent in your spiritual practice mean to you?
That's a really good question. So when I was thinking about what does it mean to be consistent, I think first it's important to remember that you are a spiritual person, whether it's like, it's who you are, it's not what you do. And that hopefully will take the pressure off when you feel like, oh my God, I didn't do anything, therefore, you know. And when you can remember that you are spiritual regardless, I think that can help you to find spirituality and being intentional and mindful during any time of the day. So whether that means being intentional when you have your morning tea or your coffee, or pulling a tarot card any time of the day, you know, just finding those little ways that kind of helps you to remember that you are a spiritual person and you can be consistent. And like one fun thing that I like to do every day, like actually my husband does this with me, and it's funny because he's an atheist, he's a muggle, he's not anything into spirituality like that. However, every 11-11, whether it's morning or night, one of us will say, hey, it's 11-11, and then we will begin to state our intentions for the things that we're calling in. And I just love that. That's like something so, so basic. We're like, okay, it's 11-11, what are we calling in? And we both go through it, and one of us will say like, Ashe, and that's just, it's just like something really, really basic. Now, aside from that, if anyone, any of you are watching and you're like, you know, I feel like I've kind of gotten off of track with my spiritual practice, I'm not feeling consistent. My thing is consult the moon. The moon is always consistent. She can't help it. That's what she does. At the new moon, we set intentions. When it's waxing, getting larger, that's when we attract things to us. When the full moon, we manifest, we celebrate, we give thanks. And then when she's decreasing, meaning or waning, then we release things or we remove obstacles. So there's always something we can tap into at any time to feel like, okay, this is how I get my groove back. And that's how you can be consistent, I think.
Yeah, I totally agree. The moon is one of my favorite practices, favorite cycles to work with around so many things, but definitely around being consistent, because it gives you this really natural marker of like at least once a week, you know, you have a new phase, or even every couple of days, the moon is changing signs. And like, there's so much that you can, it just like serves as this reminder and this natural, like we're just in this flow. Even if all you do is like check the moon phase in the morning when you get up, like that is huge.
Yeah. Like I was, I think it was one of your emails this week, you were talking about the things that you do, like the 8 things that you check like every week or something. And I know that you are checking the actual fate of the planets, like the signs that the moon is in. And I'm not always that deep into it, but the phases for me, I can always, okay, I know where the moon's going. I can at least look at the sky and say, okay, this is where the moon is. I might not know what sign it's in unless I look it up, but I can always say, oh, okay, this is what's going on. This is what I can do.
Totally. Yeah. So Carla's going to be talking more about this in her presentation during the festival. Can you tell us a little bit about what that's going to be like?
So it's called Moonlight Metamorphosis, of course. And the long name is Moonlight Metamorphosis, Cultivating Consistency. Oh my God, it's so long.
There's a lot of words.
And crafting your future you. And with magic and moon phases, it's a mouthful. I had to like write it down. And so it's about the moon for sure. And see, for the past, I'm so excited right now. So for the past few years, I have been developing what I call big magic. And it's my method of using magical tools to connect with your future you, or a future version of yourself that has already manifested the thing that you want. And you're able to connect with her and say, hey, what do I need to know? Like, how did you get to where you are? What can I do to get there? And she tells you, because, you know, the answers are always inside. So I just have a couple of different tools that I teach. Nothing crazy, nothing out of this world. But instead of going for what are the little things I want to do, it's not like, oh, I want to, it's not about, oh, I just want to raise money, or I want to get a date. Like, it's a lot bigger. So that's why I call it big magic. So my presentation is teaching how to incorporate moon phases in your big magic. But the cool thing is I have never taught this before. So I'm so excited to debut it during your spring festival.
Oh, that's so exciting. Yeah. I love that. And I love that idea of like taking magic to really like the macro of our lives, right? And being like, it can help us on every level. It can help you create whatever you want.
Yes, yes, yes. Because like we tend to have like that big goal, that macro goal, but then we should also think about what are the micro goals that support that? And it's an idea that by also paying attention to those smaller goals that helps to support that big goal. And other people from the research I've been doing, other people call this timeline jumping. So if you've heard about that, it's the same idea. It's an idea that you can connect with the timeline where you are accomplishing whatever that is. So it's just another way of doing it, but using magical tools.
Very cool. Awesome. Okay. So if you get your free ticket to the festival, you're going to get to join us for 3 days of live and recorded sessions, including Carla's recorded session on cultivating consistency with the moon. So definitely go to the link in our bios, get your free ticket. It's going to be March 18th to 20th. But you can also upgrade your ticket. So if you upgrade to our All Access Pass, you are going to get lifetime access to the replays, which is super helpful because you can come back and revisit them and, you know, go through them again. You're going to get so much more out of them every time you watch them. But you also get tons of incredible bonuses from all of us, all of the speakers. So Carla, can you tell us about your bonus for the pass holders?
Yes, I'm so excited. Yes, I am offering a future you grimoire, like a place, like a vision book of shadows to put all of your musings, and also a guided meditation audio. So you get this future you guided meditation that you can do this meditation and connect with your future you. So I'm really excited to offer this to a larger community. So woo, excited.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so good. I love a future you meditation, like stepping into your future self and getting an idea of like what that future timeline looks like to be able to use magic and the moon and all of this to get there. I think it's so powerful. And I think it's also, I mean, in terms of like the consistency piece, I think having those big goals helps us be consistent because we don't just feel like we're like in the drudgery, like going through the motions every day. It's like, no, I have a goal and like my spirituality can support me in getting there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I've just been having the best time figuring out, okay, well, you know, what does this look like? What do we do with the new moon for this? What do we do with the full moon, et cetera, et cetera. So you want to get, if you get that all access pass and you can get your own, you know, these little goodies. Yeah.
It's so good. Well, let's get Carrie on here. Let's see. Let's see if it'll let me. Graham will cooperate for a third time. There we are.
Hi.
Hello, hello. Oh, you look so pretty. I love your earrings.
Thank you. All the Taurus is in. It's like all the Libra in me is like, ooh, look at her hair. Look at her everything. Yeah, okay. All right, bigger.
Looking great.
Thank you.
So, Carrie is doing one of our recorded presentations next week. But before we talk about that, we have been talking with everybody about how we all met. So I actually, Carrie and I met is very funny because I actually reached out to Carrie, cold called Carrie, for my very first event that I ever hosted in fall of 2020 when my first book came out. And my first book, if you don't know, is about magical self-care. And so I was looking for speakers for my first event. It was pandemic, like height of, and I wanted to do some kind of like virtual book launch. And so I was looking for speakers to speak on this like self-care topic. And Carrie's username is Self-Carrie. And so I was like, well, this person seems cool. And so I messaged Carrie and she was like, yeah, okay, I'll do your event. And then it turned out we live like an hour apart. So
that was hilarious. Like I'm thinking like across this galaxy, you know, I'm just phoning it in and then I'm just like, wait, what? Yeah,
that's how
so now we get to do lunch.
We do, which we do enjoy, you know, and I've actually had the pleasure of coming to Tanae's home and seeing her beautiful garden and, you know, people are baking and so it literally is like this like little, it is everything you see on Instagram. Like there's always like, you know, baking and cinnamon and tea being had and little black cats walking around. It's quite magical. So yes. Yeah.
It's true. I love that. Can vouch that my little cottage life is really legit.
It's legit. I love it. Yes.
Yeah. So funny. Oh my gosh. Okay. So we have also been talking about what consistency means to all of us. So what does consistency in your spiritual practice mean to you?
Okay. I have to say, I always have to preface everything by saying I have three personal planets in Virgo, which means I cannot not be consistent. You know, it's like, it's such a part of my life, but I think the consistency of ritual, you know, it's knowing that you won't be able to see anything through to fruition without that growing and the planting of the seed and the gardening and the watering and the care. And so, yeah, my practice is all about consistency. And it's not just the Virgo either, because, you know, Virgo is like about executing a plan, and consistency is knowing that it's got to have a really strong foundation. So, yeah.
True. Yeah. What does that foundation look like for you?
Ah, my foundation is, these days, it's very much rooted in intuition, you know, because I think, yeah, I can set up a bunch of Excel sheets and planner pads and all this other stuff. But like the consistency of just coming back to source, back to self, back to my rituals and being like, what do I need now? What's the next thing now? You know? So I think my consistency comes in referring back to myself and my intuition all the time now. That's, if I'm consistent with that, everything else falls into place.
So true. I always say, like, people always ask me, like, what's the first step? Like, what do we need to do first to like really create rituals and a spiritual practice? And I always say, like, intuition is the first step. Because if you're not in tune with your intuition, you can't create something that's going to work for you. Like, you're going to be creating from either a place of, like, you know, worry, or you're creating from a place of expectations, or, you know, comparison or whatever. And like, your intuition's got to come first.
I always learn so much from you today. It's literally like every time I get, I'm just like, yeah, where's my notebook? You know, like, yeah, exactly.
Oh, love it. Good. Well, okay, so Carrie is going to be presenting a recorded presentation on basically our kind of like intuition themed day. So the theme of the festival overall is how to create and have a consistent spiritual practice. But day one, March 18th, is going to be really about reflection and tuning in with your intuition, because that really is where we have to start. So Carrie, can you tell us about your presentation?
Ooh, I'm really excited about my presentation. Because it's all about, I'm an astrologer, and it's all about the astrological transits of 2024 and how we can keep a consistent self-care practice and our intuition with all of these twists and turns that we're going to be having, starting with, you know, well, not starting with, because we've been dealing with it since the beginning of this month, of this year, but like we are having a major eclipse or a penumbral eclipse on the 25th, but then a very big, big deal one on April 8th with that solar eclipse, total solar eclipse. And there's more coming, everybody. So it's like, how do we, you know, we're on a rock that's spinning through the galaxy. How do we have to be the ones that have to stay connected and stay in tune? And so I'm really excited to present this recorded presentation about how to do that with all the twists and turns that this year is going to provide us with. So,
yeah. I love it. What are some of those twists that are coming this year?
Oh, boy. Okay, well, interestingly enough, you know, we had our major ones that we thought were going to be. And Tanea and I have talked about this at length, so I'm trying to make sure I'm not just going into old conversations that we've had where we, you know, and assuming that all y'all know that I'm talking to you right now. But like, I think personally, these eclipses are big. I'm a Libra rising. These eclipses have been big for me. And, you know, Tanea, you've got your Aries going, right? So they have been for you as well. Okay. So the eclipses are big. I'm thinking more about that Pluto returning back in Capricorn towards the end of the year, September 1st. And I'm even thinking about December, when we're going to have Mars go retrograde, I think, which we haven't seen since that horrible time that Mars went retrograde in Gemini.
Yeah, I don't know anyone that one was fun for.
I mean, forever in my brain as like the most horrible experience was then. But yeah, so we're gonna, I'm looking more towards those. And of course, my shining star this year is Gemini, Jupiter going into Gemini, which I'm so excited about. And also because it's a Mercury fire year, you know, so it's there's a lot going on in our heads this year. Gemini's illuminated. It's just going to be awesome. But yeah, those are my kind of sneak peeks. You know, those are the ones I'm really looking forward to.
Awesome.
How about you, Tim?
Yeah, I mean, I think definitely like the Jupiter into Gemini, you know, Jupiter changes signs like once a year. And it's, we've had, not to get like, so we could go so deep into the, like technical astrology stuff, but we won't. But like, you know, for several years we had Jupiter would spend like 6 months in a sign. It would retrograde back into the previous and then it would go in forward again. And we did that like back and forth between quite a few signs. And Taurus and now Gemini are the first ones we've had in several years where they're just, you know, we still have a retrograde, but it's not moving out of the sign to do so. It's just staying there for a full year. And I feel like it's a much more like, a much more consistent energy, right? Like it's much more like it allows us this space to just really expand fully in one space, in one area of life. So I agree. I think the Jupiter into Gemini, I think is the most, I don't know if it's the most interesting, because certainly not the most challenging, but it's, I think the most like, I don't know, it has the most like juice to unpack in it, you know? So yeah. I think that's going to be a really interesting one. And in Carrie's presentation, she's going to talk about like, you know, what these transits are, but also what do you actually do with this information in terms of your practice, which is so important that we take astrology out of the abstract and like really bring it down to earth.
Yes. And one of the things that I also really go over in the video and in the presentation is about how, you know, so much of astrology can be so doom and gloom where people are like, okay, bracing for this thing. But like, we also have the higher octave of every transit as well, which I go into in the video, which is like, yeah, this is, this might be challenging to hear this, but like, look at the gratitude and the generosity and the abundance that's coming with this over here, you know, especially like that Jupiter and Gemini, where it's just like, this is an opportunity as well. And so I love that we get to play with that all year. The challenges, but also the opportunities that are coming up for us. Yeah,
absolutely.
It was a pleasure to do the video. Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a good topic. Okay. So if you get your free ticket to the festival, which you can get at the link in my bio, you're going to get to join us for all of our live and recorded sessions over 3 days, March 18th to 20th. Including Carrie's presentation on working with all of the transits this year. So let's get Afira on here.
It's trying. Come on.
Hi.
Oh, it's so good to see you.
It's been a while. How are you?
I'm good. I love your little background. It's so springy and cozy.
Thank you. I moved recently and I'm just loving having like a kitchen that I can sit down in where I can fit a table. So we're making it witchy.
Oh, yeah. You always do such a beautiful job making your spaces witchy.
Thank you. I try.
Okay, so we are talking with everybody today about a couple of things. And first, I thought it would be fun for us just to talk about how we met. I don't know if you remember. I think I reached out to you originally.
Yeah. Back in the day when I was doing business coaching, you reached out to me. And I was like, how have I never seen this blog before? I'm obsessed with this. And we've kind of just been working with each other in various different ways ever since. That was like a million years ago.
I know. Oh, so I remember that your podcast, I don't even know what the title of it was at the time, but it was like,
it's changed,
witchy business focused. And I was obsessed with your podcast. Like I would listen to Afira's podcast like every day on my way, because I still worked like a regular 9-to-5 job then. And I would listen to your podcast on my way to work like every day. And I think I reached out to you I don't know, maybe it was to do one of your programs initially, but maybe it was even to be on the podcast. I don't know which came first. But now we've been on each other's podcasts like 1,000 times.
Yes.
I'm so glad that we connected in that way, because I think, as we've both mentioned many times, like, we have almost the exact same perspective on seasonal living, which is, like, I don't want to say it's rare anymore because we're teaching it, you know, and there's other people that we kind of were inspired by. But I feel like back in the day, this idea of, like, slowing down to enjoy the season in just your most authentic way wasn't really talked about. It was more about, like, celebrate these Sabbaths on these days. And we've kind of been challenging that ever since. And I love it.
It's so true. It's so true. Well, and I know that working with the seasons is a huge part of your practice. What does being consistent with that really mean to you and look like for you?
Yeah, for me, it kind of like what's going on behind me. So, like, behind the scenes, I recently moved into a much more natural area, and careful what you wish for. I wanted to live close to nature, and now I do. So I literally was just, like, cleaning and, like, trying to get rid of ants over here, just, like, right before we got on. But it's, like, taking those moments of you could just be frustrated and freaking out, and tuning into mindfulness, gratitude, and some form of ritual. So I was like, okay, well, I've been wanting to move my plants and seedlings and herbs and clean under them anyway, so I'm going to take this moment to kind of chant my mantras in my head, clean my table, light some candles, maybe even film a little bit because these plants are growing and they're looking beautiful and springy, you know, just kind of bringing in your creativity and your gratitude to moments. That in and of itself can be a ritual. Obviously, doing something that's designated where you're not putting out little fires is also important. But for me, a lot of the time, it's just me going about my day and trying to notice the magic in it, whether it's something fun or something that would have frustrated me in the past, if you know what I mean.
Totally. Yes. I also live close to nature, and as you put it, and yes, ants and various creatures are sometimes a part of that. But it's so true. Like, even those, like, very frustrating moments where you're like, this is not fun, this does not feel magical. They can be, though. Like, even if you just take that moment to be like, I am frustrated right now, and that is okay. And I will, you know, as soon as I'm done with this situation, light some candles, or, you know, take some breaths or do some meditation or whatever. Like, there's so much that we have access to either change our perspective on those moments, or to, you know, follow them up and take care of ourselves after.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, one big thing for me is obviously the seasons. My thing that we're doing in the festival is on living with the seasons and letting that be your consistency. So, like, a big part of it for me is realizing that consistency right now in the early spring, I don't even count this spring yet because the equinox hasn't happened, but it's, like, warm for some reason, so things are happening. But it's kind of like getting ready for this new season, and that might mean a lot of work. That might mean doing some gardening and pest control and stuff like that. But it's also listening to nature for the lessons and letting those lessons become magical. So, for example, I've never really been one to have, like, an offering to the spirit of my home before until I moved in here and I realized that it was necessary because it's so close to nature that I have to be very, like, conscious of nature, and we need to be working together spiritually and physically in order for it to work. So now part of my daily practice looks like kind of standing at my altar, possibly having some kind of physical offering there, and kind of recognizing the archetypes that are important to me in my life right now, starting with me first, you know, like my soul, my higher self, and then the spirit of nature, the spirit of my home, and the spirit of the land that I'm on. And it did not, my morning ritual did not look like that very recently. So it's like, it's always about listening to the cycle and seeing what Mother Nature is calling you to do right now based on your needs and your desires.
I absolutely love that. I think that's such an important part of truly having a consistent spiritual practice long term, is knowing that sometimes it's going to change. Like, maybe you're going to move and your practices are going to look really different, or your schedule is going to change and they're going to look really different, or so many different things. And your practice changing doesn't mean that you haven't stuck with it. It means that you allowed yourself to stick with it by evolving.
Exactly. Evolution is such an important part of consistency. Consistency, as you and I both know and are constantly preaching, it's not the same thing all the time. It's not even for us like seasonal witches. It's not even that this season should look similar to it did last year this time. It might not, you know, it might, but that's part, like for me, it's like there are certain traditions that I keep. Like I always get a pumpkin at the autumn equinox, keep it safe all winter, cut into it at the spring equinox, feast on it and plant the seed. That is going to be the same tradition that I've done for many years, but it's going to look totally different this year than it did last year because I actually have an outside space now, whereas before I did, but you couldn't grow a pumpkin there, you know, so it was more symbolic, whereas now it's going to be actual work. So yeah, it's about allowing certain traditions to keep you centered on what has been consistently important to you, while also allowing everything to change around it if it needs to.
That is, I love that. That's so true there. And I'm exactly the same way. Like there's certain little things that I've done for years, for certain seasons or even every day or every month. But even though they might have like there's a core thing that's the same, your experience of it is different. You might go about it differently. Like it's just, yeah, being consistent really is so much about evolution. I really love that. Okay. So if you get your free ticket to the Empowered Modern Witches Festival next week, March 18th to 20th, you're going to get to join us for all of our live and recorded sessions, including Afira's session on being consistent and reclaiming consistency with the seasons. And Afira's presentation is going to be on day two, which is really all about cycles. So that day we're going to have, I'm going to lead a intention setting workshop, because that day is the actual spring equinox in the Northern Hemisphere and the actual autumn equinox in the Southern Hemisphere. So I'm going to be leading a workshop for the equinox to set our intentions. And then we're also going to have a live session that day with Wendy Mata, who's talking about practical magic for busy witches and all different ways that you can work with the cycles of the seasons and the moon and all different tools to have magic in your life all the time, even if you don't feel like you have time for it. And then we have our two recorded sessions. So we're going to have a Fury session on the seasons and Carla's session on the moon. So if you're interested in the seasons and the cycles, then you're definitely going to want to catch day two. And you're definitely going to want to be able to refer back to them. So if you have a free ticket, you'll have access to all of the replays through March 22nd. So you have a few days after to get caught up. But if you're interested in working with the seasons, it's not like a one and done thing, right? So you're going to want to be able to come back and refer back to, you know, all the different ways that you can work with the seasons throughout the year. So if you upgrade your ticket to our All Access Pass, you get lifetime access to all of the replays. So you can come back to them again and again. And you get tons of amazing bonuses from all of our speakers. So Afira, can you tell us about your bonus?
Yes. So in my presentation, we're going to be looking at how you can stay consistent. I'm going to keep putting that in quotes throughout the seasons of the Wheel of the Year. But then we kind of focus in at the end of the video on the spring equinox and how to kind of set intentions at this astrological new year. And then to continue that process, you get two of my best workbooks. The first one is on the Wheel of the Year as a whole, sort of setting your intentions for the next 365 days and kind of feeling into what the seasons mean to you at this time in your life. And then the second workbook is on the spring equinox. So it's your basic 101 info on the most, what I see as the most important energies to embrace this time of year. And then you also get one journal prompt to set intentions for the season itself, for the 6 weeks sort of surrounding the spring equinox. And then it is three additional journal prompts that will help you to actually tap into my three favorite three themes for the season. So, and they're both really cute because I'm an artist and I like to make things pretty. So, and they're printable. So like if you are writing and you mess something up, you can print it out again. But the point is to like, your journal can be both pretty and real, like just kind of wherever you're at right now, it doesn't need to be anything perfect. So yeah, really excited for that.
Oh yeah. I love that. Everything that you make is always so beautiful and so real. I love that you made that note too.
Yes.
I'm going to be going live in a moment with Lorraine Anderson, who is the co-creator of the Seasons of the Witch decks.
Yay! Hello! How's it going? How's all the lives going?
Good. It's been so fun. It's been like such a ridiculous, crazy morning. I've been on live for hours, but it's been really fun.
Okay, well, I'm super excited to be here. Yeah, let's jump in, I guess, and get started.
Yeah, let's do it. So the first thing we've been talking about with everyone is how we met, which Lorraine and I just had this conversation like not that long ago and realized I think that of everyone I've talked to today, you and I have known each other the longest.
Maybe, but you know, I feel like we've been talking about this a lot recently because I've genuinely feel like I don't even remember how we kind of connected. I've known you for so long now. I mean, it's been like, what, almost like a decade. I really just, you know, it's one of those things where I feel like we've always been friends. So I have no idea when the like official start date was.
I know, exactly. And we've done so many things together and we have so many things that are percolating and we're working on. So we're in the next a lot.
Little tease, some things happening.
And we actually get to meet in person for the first time in just a couple of weeks, which is going to be so much fun.
Yes, which is great because we're so close. I mean, we're not close, but we're close enough to where we can actually meet and hang out. And I'm so glad you're going to be coming down here. And then I'm going to be going up there to join you. So lots of really, really fun times coming up in the next couple of weeks. And maybe we can even like tease some of these things we have going on because there are some great wonderful goodies. I really like, I'm like dying to share. I know we can't yet, but I'm like dying to share.
We do, believe us, we have some really exciting, fun things coming that as soon as like a few details drop into place, we're going to be all over your Instagram telling you all the things.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we have festival next week. So this is the third annual Spring Equinox Festival. Lorraine's been in almost all of my events from the very beginning, since 2020. And so for the Equinox Festival, Lorraine's doing a recorded presentation. And the festival this year is all about how to be consistent with your spiritual practice. And we have like two ways we're tackling that. One is, you know, different ways that you can be consistent in general and like feel consistently connected and grounded and, you know, consistently in tune with your spirituality. And the other is more about how to be consistent with certain practices and certain types of rituals. So Lorraine's presentation is more on that side. And I would also love to hear before we go fully into like what your presentation is about, like what does this idea of like a consistent spiritual practice really mean to you?
I feel like number one, being consistent just means kind of like showing up for myself every day. And that doesn't necessarily mean like I'm pulling my cards every day or that I'm doing rituals all the time. I think sometimes just really noticing how I feel for the day to me is like consistently checking in with my spirit because like we say spiritual practice is like, and we're meaning it as like things you're doing and like things that are helping you. But really, I think awareness is so key because you can't be separate from your spiritual practice. Like your spiritual practice is you. It is honoring you and paying attention to yourself. So I think having awareness for me is most important. And then on top of that, doing something with that awareness, right? Because you can't, like once you're aware, you can be aware and then you can kind of shove that in the drawer and not look at it. But I think actually saying, okay, I know like today, prime example, today I really wanted to take photos. I have so many things that I needed to do and the creativity just wasn't there. Like this whole week, I haven't really pulled my cards, but like being aware of that and knowing that, okay, maybe this is a period where I need to rest. And the other day I took that information and I decided to do this really nice ritual bath with eucalyptus and rose and holy basil and angelica. And that felt so good. And it felt really restorative. So I think, you know, paying attention and then doing something about it, even if it's not what you thought it was going to be, even if, you know, it wasn't what you hoped you were going to do for the day or what you planned, I think that's more powerful than trying to force yourself to do something when you're just not connecting. Because you're not going to get anything out of it really anyway if you're trying to, like, force yourself to get something accomplished, spiritual or otherwise.
Oh, that is is so, so good. And it really goes, speaks to your presentation too, which is you have to be able to trust your intuition in order to be consistent with anything else or to have really any kind of a spiritual practice. Is you have to be able to listen to yourself and have that self-awareness, which is so intuitive. So can you tell us what your presentation is about?
Yes. So I am presenting on how to be consistent in a divination practice, even though, to be fair, it is a little bit more tarot and oracle minded because I feel like that's my divination practice of choice. But really, it's about divination, but I feel like it can apply to any part of your spiritual practice because I give a lot of tips on just, number one, how to be consistent, but also what to do when you're not consistent or when you feel like you really want to beat yourself up about it when you didn't, you know, do what you were supposed to, or if you didn't pull your cards for the day, or if you did a reading maybe and it wasn't what you hoped it would be and that kind of made you feel discouraged. I really tried to make sure that I put in a little bit of both, how to go about like showing up for your practice, and then what you do when you fall off the wheel, because we're all going to do it, right? We're all going to fall off the wheel at some point, and that's okay. I think that's what's most important, and I hope is the biggest takeaway from my presentation, is that you know you're going to fall off the wheel and you can get back on it. That getting back on is more important than whether or not you fell off. And then one other thing I really wanted to talk about, or that I did talk about in the presentation, is that, you know, there are ways you can kind of push yourself when you're feeling unmotivated. And if you get there and you really feel uninspired, that's totally fine. But I hope that I've given you some tips to really inspire you to just kind of sit down and do what you got to do for the day in a way that's really empowering and not like a level of expectation or something on the to-do list. It's really more about, okay, how do I show up for myself in a really powerful way without pushing myself beyond my limitations?
Totally. I love that. I know that your presentation is going to be so helpful for people to like, not only, you know, figure out how to have this like consistent intuitive practice, but also to know that sometimes your intuition tells you it's not time to tune in. And sometimes your intuition is, you know, you don't tune in for a while and you can always come back to it and you should always come back to it. You know, we get in this perfectionist place of like, well, I fell off and I didn't do it, so I might as well not bother, right? I might as well not pick it back up. And that's when we really get into trouble. It's not, like you said, it's not falling off. It's not doing it for a while. It's never coming back. It's never picking it back up or really beating ourselves up and feeling like, you know, we didn't do it right because we fell off. So I love that. I know it's going to be so helpful for people.
And also too, I think we're such human beings, right? We're in the 3D world. And I think we really love structure and order and things that are linear, but spirituality is not structured and ordered and linear in that way. You know, it really is. It just ebbs and flows. It moves, it adjusts, it changes, it adapts. So trying to force yourself into an organized structure makes sense for like your logical brain. But when you're really intuitive or when you're really in tune with your higher self and your spirit self, you know that it's okay. Okay for you to kind of go around or go up or go in wide versus having to stay stuck in the little box for yourself, you know, just like eliminate the box. And sometimes that means, you know, kind of wiping clean your spiritual practice and starting over if you need to.
Absolutely. I love that. Okay. So if you get your free ticket to the Empowered Modern Witches Festival, which I know you're all going to go do, so go to the link in my bio, get signed up. You'll get access to Lorraine's presentation on having a consistent divination practice and all of our live and recorded sessions for next week on all different topics and all different ways to be more consistent. And you'll have until March 22nd to get caught up on all of the replays of those. But if you know that you aren't going to have time to catch up or you want to be able to revisit these because you're going to get so much out of them by watching them multiple times, then you can upgrade to our All Access Pass. So pass holders get lifetime access to all the replays, so you can come back to them again and again. And they also get access to tons of amazing bonuses from all of our speakers. So can you tell us what your bonus is, Lorraine?
Yes. So I have made like a 7-day Kickstart Your Divination Practice sort of worksheet, workbook rather, so that you can go through and kind of get in the habit of seeing what it feels like to be in a consistent divination practice, and then really learning like your particular style, right? Because sometimes I think, you start with a practice and you start with all of these ideas and you're like, this is what I'm going to do. And this is what everyone else is doing. And this is really going to work for me. And then it doesn't. And I think that's discouraging. So this whole process in the bonus that I'm giving you, it's just a way for you to kind of see what works for you and then make adjustments. And the great thing about it is that you can, it's like a 7-day tracker, but really you can use it again and again and again. Like if you change your deck, if you change your practice, if you're doing something different, just, you know, reprint it and start over and, you know, let yourself have a little quick 7-day challenge to get kickstart your journey.
That is so good. It's so helpful to be able to track and reflect and notice what's going on with your practice. So I love that. So there's tons of bonuses in the past. So there's tons of workbooks and meditations and courses and all kinds of really good stuff. So go to the link in my bio, get your free ticket. Definitely do the upgrade. In the meantime, post-festival, Lorena and I do have, we do have things going on. I don't know what we want to sprinkle here.
Well, okay, we should, because this is a fun time to do it. I'll say this. We know that Tanae is like the astrology, like queen extraordinaire, and we all know I have tons and tons of oracle decks. So just imagine where those two sort of intersect.
Precisely. And we have some fun things. We're meeting up for, you know, to hang out in person in a couple of weeks. We're going to continue working on these little secret behind the scenes projects. Some of you have, you're most of the way there to figuring it out, but we can't totally say it yet. So, but we also have, we're going to be doing some like traveling and hanging out together in the next couple of months, which is going to be really fun. And we're going to be sharing all the different things that we're doing together. So stay tuned on both of our accounts.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a little fun. I'll drop another hint. We're both from California. So that's a huge hint. You may not know what it means just yet, but we are both from California. I'm a Southern California girl. She's a Northern California girl. So, you know, just hold that little nugget because it's going to make so much sense in a couple of weeks.
It's true. It is. Stay tuned. All right. Thank you so much, Lorraine. Go and get your free ticket at the link in my bio and stay tuned for all the good things.
Bye.
As always, thanks for listening to the Empowered Modern Witches Show. I'm Tanae Stewart, the Witch of Lupin Hollow, and it's my pleasure to be your host. If you loved this episode, be sure to leave a 5-star rating and review and subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Much love from Lupin Hollow.